Hello, everybody. Come on in. Good morning, bright and early. I am No BS Coach Betsy. Change my name here. I swear, I think maybe this is the earliest membership Zoom call I've ever done. We're doing it a little bit earlier today. Y'all come in and say hi in the chat. So I can see you. We're doing it a little bit early. Good morning, Miss Lisa. Miss Kimberly and Miss Tanya. I like to say Miss everybody. It's like we're back in preschool again. We've got our special camp only Zoom call with Judith Gatton later on this morning. So that's why we're doing this call a little bit earlier today. So I'm so glad y'all got up and got going with me today. Sadie's been up for 3 hours already. Girlfriend, I have had an ear infection myself the last few weeks. So I hear you. Thank you, iPhone, for that. For that comment on my hair. I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying this morning. But I will tell y'all, I've got coaching calls all the way through about 12:30 today, private coaching calls, no BS. So I had to be up and ready to go this morning. But I love it. I love starting my day out with you all. So Coach Christy is going to be in the chat with you all today, just chatting. And then I'm going to be over in the Q&A. So if y'all have any questions as we go on. And then also, I would love to coach some of you all before we get out of here. We're going to be here for about an hour. So if you all just want to raise your hand at any time, and we'll do some coaching on. I really want to coach today since this is our monthly planning and assessment call. I'm going to tell y'all kind of what we're going to be doing today. But I'd love to coach some of you all on kind of what you're learning from your monthly data. I'd love to coach somebody on not doing your monthly data, maybe, or your thoughts around whether or not to do your monthly data. Because I tell y'all what, I've had some thoughts with getting ready for this call yesterday and this morning. I've had all kinds of thoughts, and I'm going to share that with you all here in a minute. So, Emily, awesome. Okay, well, we'll get keep your hand raised, and we will get going. But anybody else who wants to get coached, but this is what kind of the plan for today. So, I am gonna share with you all some of my monthly assessment data, and kind of tell y'all where I am in my journey because it is always. It is a journey, right? So that means things change, things evolve, things, there are some things I'm not sure of right now. So there's some things I'm trying to figure out. And as the coaches here at No BS, we love to really share our stories. Well, I say love. Sometimes it's hard for us to share our stories because I'm normal and I think, well, I'm supposed to have all my shit together all the time because I'm a coach, but I think I've been here long enough now where I've kind of figured out, you know what? I think I don't have to have all my shit together all the time. And I can be questioning things and I can be struggling with things. And it's a normal thing. And it's also very beneficial for me to share what's going on with me. So that's really something I've worked on over the years. So I'm going to share with y'all some of my data and then some kind of my plans for June. And then we'll just do some questions and some coaching and we will go from there. So monthly planning and assessment. Let me tell you all first, Coach Christy put in the chat, there are several different ways for us to assess our data. And I want to share those with you first. Assess our data on a monthly basis. We also, assess ourselves on a weekly basis, and we also assess our stuff on a daily basis if you're using the planner. But this call is all about monthly assessment, and there are three different resources for assessing your data on a monthly basis. And those are, I'll kind of go backwards here, kind of because kind of go to deep dive diva back to bottom line bitch, which is what I am. And then somewhere in the middle is moderation mama. It's like, dang it, I'm going to forget it again. But the deep dive assessment link is what Christy just put into the chat. And that is also over on the worksheets page at nobswomen.com. That is really for our deep dive divas who want to really look at all kinds of different things for the month. If we back it up, back it on up to moderation mama, bottom line bitch. I always want to say basic bitch, bottom line bitch. We've got our monthly assessment page, monthly planning and assessment page that is part of the planner. And I'm going to show you all mine in a minute. And then we've also got the habit tracker, which is probably one of my favorite tools in the entire membership because I just love how it gives you that zoomed out, bird's eye view of what's going on a monthly basis. So Christy's got all the links in there. But let me, before I get started with my stuff, I want to kind of poll you all, and I want you to use the reactions button in the on the bottom of your phone or your computer. How many of y'all, just with some thumbs up or some hearts or whatever, how many of you all consistently assess and plan on a monthly basis? All right, we're getting some good number of thumbs up and hearts. How many of you all, I got a whoo, face. How many of you all, okay, so stop the reactions. And now, how many of you all are not doing this on a consistent basis? And be honest, there's nothing wrong with it. Probably a few more. Okay, a few more that are not doing it. Okay, this is good because we got a mix. Because what I really want to talk with you all about today, along with sharing my data, is to talk about, I mean, for those of you all who love your monthly planning and assessment, and keep doing it, right? Absolutely keep doing it. But for those of you all who are not doing it, I want to talk about some level ups, some ideas on, because I mean, well, and actually you could post in the chat. Why are you not doing it on a monthly basis? And Kim says she does it weekly, which is amazing, which is absolutely awesome and maybe enough for you. But why are y'all not doing it on a monthly basis? I would like to see that in the chat just so I can address some of those things. But again, I'm going to talk about how we can level up our monthly planning and assessment with little small level ups. All right, Nancy. Nancy, you got now. No, we don't do no lazy around here. We don't call ourselves lazy, Nancy. It's just that you're telling yourself it's one more thing you have to do. We're gonna ban lazy, okay, y'all, because that's just veiled judgment. You just got other things to do, okay? You got other things that your other priorities in your life. No lazy around here. Too much work. Avoiding it. Okay, Nancy. I had to call you out on that. Okay. So, and Beth says she kind of starts, but then she doesn't have complete info for the month. And so maybe a little bit of perfectionism comes in on there. Okay. So, just not taking the time. Don't know what to do with the data. Okay, awesome. All right. Well, I will definitely address some of those as I go. Let me share my screen. Let me get this out of the way. And then I'm going to share my stuff real quick and talk a little bit about me. And then we're going to get to coaching because I would definitely want to coach some folks before we get out of here. Do, do, do. Okay. Does everybody see my monthly plan and assessment for May? All right, thank y'all. Thank y'all for the, it's like the thumbs up are way over here on my other screen. So, all right. Mary Ann, thank you for that, your feedback on that. So that somehow discourages my taking the time to review it overall because you didn't follow your plan, right? You don't want to look at the data because you're afraid you're going to judge yourself. So I'll definitely talk about that too. All right, y'all. This is my plan for, oops, this is my assessment and plan for May. And so this top part is what we do at the beginning of the month. And then the bottom part is what we do at the end of the month. Okay, so starting and ending. So at the beginning of May, I weighed 165 pounds. I, kind of rated myself on all these different, oh yeah, y'all, I am the best sleeper, knock on wood, on my desk. I am the best sleeper in the world, and I am very grateful for that. Yeah, so my sleep is always 4. So I rated myself on all these different little areas, just my best guess. Don't overthink it. And another thing that is usually really pretty good with me is my energy and mood. I've usually got a pretty good energy level. And then my positive body talk is usually pretty good. I love my body, and I, look in the mirror and think that I look pretty good and all that kind of stuff. But kind of some things that I'm working on still, stress levels for sure. Ease around food. I still have some foods that I'm kind of working on keeping in the house or not, that I'm working on not overeating all the time, that specifically ice cream. It's something that I've been working on for a while that I'm just still practicing. And then self-compassion is lo and love is my thing. Is my thing, definitely my thing to work on. I can be very, very hard on myself. I can really just be really hard on myself and just really have like too high expectations on myself sometimes. And so that's something that I'm working on. All right. So this month, for the month of May, what I really wanted to focus on was documenting my food daily, because I will tell you all, I'll be honest, that was something that I had just gotten out of the habit of doing. I was weekly planning. Me and my husband get together every week and it's like, okay, what are we going to eat? And I go to the grocery store and I have the food there, but I was really not documenting it on a daily basis. I was not writing down what I was eating on a daily basis. I was just like, okay, I'm doing all this stuff, but I was not writing it down. I just gotten out of the habit. I'm honest, y'all. I'm keeping it real here. Okay. So that was my goal for May. And then I said that I was going to do that by using the habit tracker and also the assessment every day on your plan, right? The daily assessment, I would see that I had written down my food for the day. And this is just on the right side kind of the food, right? Like I was going to write down what I had eaten for the day. I'm not planning it ahead of time yet. I am just documenting what I'm eating at the end of the day. This is what I ate today. Okay. And for those of you all that haven't been planning for a while or haven't been using the planner, that's again talking about level ups, right? That's where you can start. You can start with, okay, I'm getting back into the habits again, and I'm going to just commit to, for the month of June, I'm going to commit to writing down what I ate at the end of the day or the next morning. I usually do it the next morning. Okay. This is where we got to start small, y'all. We can't just, that's why we're not doing anything sometimes, is because we think we should be doing everything. And then we get overwhelmed and perfectionist and we don't do jack shit. Okay. So, and I knew I would feel successful by the end of the month if I saw my plans filled out and I saw my habit tracker with, filled out and checks on there. Okay. So, and then who am I going to reach out for help? Jane, my Coach Jane, you all know Coach Jane, is a good friend of mine, and she and I Marco Polo a lot. And then also Coach Kathy and I are good friends and we talk a lot. And so those are kind of my people, my little accountability partners, not little, but my accountability partners that I keep in touch with about things. So, okay. So that was my beginning of my plan for May. And then just checking something there. Okay. And then at the end of the month, so I mean, I just did this literally this morning. And y'all, please do not overthink. If you don't want to do this until the very end of the month, which is in 5 days, that's fine. But I just decided to show you all that I would just go ahead and fill it out today. But it's really up to you when you fill it out. So I weighed myself this morning. I just have not been weighing myself a ton. I was 166. So, I mean, I don't overthink a whole lot of, natural fluctuations and stuff. I pretty much stayed the same this month for the month of May. My different ratings are about the same. Self-compassion and love, actually. I went up a notch, and I'm really proud of that. I have a coach that I work with, and we really work on having compassion, me having compassion for myself, me really understanding why I think the way that I do and why I feel the way that I do. And so I am really doing some amazing work on just really having compassion for myself and kind of taking the temperature down on how hard I am on myself sometimes. And something that I learned, so I did document my food, what I ate on a daily basis this month. And what I learned is that I'm overeating. I mean, there's a reason my weight stayed around the same. I'm just eating for maintenance right now. I am overeating. I realized when I did the assessment that I'm overeating a little bit more than I thought I was over the month. There's that hindsight bias, right? I think I talked about that in the last monthly planning and assessment call, where, if we just think about the last month, we think, oh, we did pretty good. I did pretty good. I did pretty good. I didn't overeat very much. But then when we really look at our choices on a daily basis, yeah, there's a few more overeats than I had thought that I had. And that's the power of collecting data. That's the power of really seeing the truth with our data, is that we can really be honest with ourselves and really say, okay, it makes sense that I maintain this month pretty much because I had some overeats. I had a few more overeats than it takes to lose. So, and some of you all do know I've had a little bit of a regain, so I am working on getting that back down into my maintenance range of 145 to 155. And so it's about 10 pounds. So it didn't happen this month. And I know why, because I've got my data and I can see it. Okay. What changes did I notice this month beyond weight? This is my favorite question on the whole worksheet, because we gotta look at progress. We gotta look at changes beyond that number on the scale. And I absolutely had more compassion for myself and more understanding for myself this month with why I compare myself to other people, why I'm just really hard on myself, why I overeat sometimes, and why it makes sense. Okay. And then what's one thing to work on next month that would be a game changer in my weight loss? Just keep going. Keep going. Keep it simple. Keep my food really simple. We're actually going to go to the grocery store later today, because even just since I got back from camp, we have had like no food in the refrigerator. And we've had enough food to eat this week, but I like to have a few options to choose from. So we're going to go to the grocery store today. All right. So let me do the June plan, and then I'll show you my habit tracker. So my plan for June is to I just transferred the ratings from the end of May thing to the beginning of June, because that's the same numbers. And then what I want to work on this month, my little level up, is going to be I want to start filling in that left side of the food planner, and like start planning my food ahead of time. Last month, I committed to just writing what I ate down at the next morning. But now I'm going to get back to planning ahead of time, because I just know that's beneficial for me. I love making those decisions ahead of time. And also, the bottom line is, y'all, I am less likely to overeat and grab ass and stuff if I've written down what I want to eat for that day. Okay? That's the power of the plan sometimes. So I'll do that by using the planner pages, the plan and assessment. I'll know I'll be successful because I'll be able to see on my habit tracker that I plan my food ahead of time. I'll be able to see all those check marks. And then Jane and Kathy are my people. But let me show you all the habit tracker from May, Here's another kind of level up thing. This is for my perfectionists that think you got to fill out every single section of the habit tracker. No, that's a no. Okay. You all can fill out one section of the habit tracker starting out. You can switch up any of these categories and make them whatever you want. Y'all, I don't need to track my water. I get my water in every day with my best friend over here. I'm not tracking my water. I'm not doing those check marks every day. I don't need to. Okay. So maybe some of y'all need to, but not everybody. So what I chose to track in May is the assessment, basically what I ate, because that was my focus. And then I also wanted to go back, and I actually did this today. I wanted to go back and look at what I ate, right? I had that data. And like, where did I overeat? Where did I not stop it enough? Where did I grab ass? Because I want to see some of that data. Here's another level up, y'all. I did this entire habit tracker this morning. I did not do the check marks every day throughout the month. I just went back and looked at my data this morning and checked the days. And I mean, I assess my plan every day. So I just did all the checks today. Y'all can do that. You don't have to do the habit tracker on a daily basis if you don't want to, especially at first. You could do it on a weekly basis and look back at your data and do the check marks and the X's or whatever. You could do it monthly at the end of the month. I'm going to go back and look. There are no rules here, right? Make it doable for you. Okay. So I just kind of retroactively did this habit tracker this morning. So and looked at my data for the month. Okay. So that's okay to do. Yeah, and there's all kinds of different Christy's saying, what did I? Yeah, so the checks means I did it, and the X's mean I didn't. Y'all can fill in the circles. You can do this different color circles. Please don't overthink what you want to do. Just make a decision and go with it. Okay. Let's not overthink all this. Okay. So that is my data. And I am just super excited that I'm really just keeping it doable. I'm keeping it real. I'm just making a super doable plan for June where I'm going to plan my food ahead of time and I am going to continue with, tracking the food that I actually did eat. And then I'll probably, keep looking at my overeats and my stopping at enough and tracking that too. But I may not do that until the end of June. I've got a big vacation coming up in a couple weeks to Greece. Y'all, I'm probably, I was going to say, I'm not going to be able to write down my food specifically on those days because I don't know what I'm going to be eating. But here's what I can do. If I've committed to planning my food every day, what can I write down every day on that plan while I'm in Greece? Pop quiz. What can I write down? I can write down what I ate. I can write down that I will eat into enough, eat until enough, that I will eat when I'm hungry. I'll decide whether or not I want dessert, whether I know want drinks. I know we're going to a winery. We're doing a wine tasting at some point, so I'll be planning drinks that day. Yes, I'll be planning some baklava, that's for sure. So. But I can definitely still make a plan to eat when I'm hungry, stop it enough. Y'all, I don't want to be overstuffed and bloated and gassy when I'm in Greece, walking around with a big group of people. So I can still make a plan even though every day, even though I don't know what I'm going to be eating those days. I'm definitely going to be thinking about that velvet rope concept of what crosses the velvet rope of my stomach while I'm on vacation. What's worth it and what isn't? I'm really keeping that in mind right now, too. Okay, y'all. We've got a question from Darlene, and then we're going to get to some coaching. The Pam says, "Where's the monthly plan? Like what I went through? That's all part of your planner. So if you go to nobswomen.com and you go over to resources, I believe, and you click on that planner page, all of that is there. That's all part of your planning is the habit tracker and the monthly assessment and planning is all there." Okay. All right. So we've got this question in the Q&A. I'm in maintenance. Scale went up 3 days in a row. Feel like I don't assess my data to know what it all means. Where to start? Love this question, Darlene. Okay. First off, I just want to remind you how there are natural fluctuations in our weight on a daily basis. Okay. That doesn't mean that we have. A lot of times, it doesn't have anything to do with what we've eaten the day before, with what we've eaten a couple of days before. Sometimes it has to do with hormones. Sometimes it has to do with the amount of sleep we've had. Sometimes it has to do the last time we pooped. All kinds of things. Okay, so do not overthink the scale going up on a daily basis too much. Okay, because our bodies are not meant to weigh exactly the same every day. Please remember that, y'all. Please don't get caught up in the daily fluctuations of your weight. Okay? Because your weight at any one time is a culmination of probably the last 2 weeks. Bren said this one time, and I was like, oh, really? Okay. The last 2 weeks of food choices, hormones, poop, water. All, whether you've been sick or not, whether you've been traveling or not, maybe have some water retention, all that kind of stuff. But if you want to still get curious about what's going on, Darlene, you said, I don't assess my data. For number one, do you know what you ate on those days? That's the number one. That's the baseline data that we want to have. What did you eat on those days? And then, I mean, that's where I want you to start. Just, we've got to have that data first, that daily food data that we can get curious about. Okay. Are you doing, so Darlene, I see you here in the chat. Do you have your food data for that, for those 3 days? And then if you have had any overeats that day, you want to have that data. But then you can also, you can track whether or not you had got all your water in on those days. Y'all, you can track poop, whether you pooped or not. I'm someone that doesn't poop every single day. I know we're all different. But this is where we just get, okay, you ate past enough. Is that on your data, right? Is that on your assessment, your daily assessment? So you want to be sure that you're tracking all of that. So that's, that's what you want to start looking at. Okay? So just start with the daily data first. Okay. All right, let's do some coaching. Oh, okay. Sorry, y'all. I gotta get all my stuff situated here. Okay. Emily has been waiting patiently. And we will get in here and do some coaching. Let's see here. Emily, I ask you to unmute and ask you to start your video. It's like you've unmuted. There we are. Hello.
Hey,
Hi,
I'm good.
how are you? Good. What's going on?
Well, like what you said, I really haven't been assessing that much
Right.
this month, and I'm still like really new to all this too.
Yeah. So what is something that you could, well, let's start with, Do you have any data for this month? Anything that you have, any information that you have kept from this month? And if the answer is no, that's okay.
I did do like some of the like habit
On the habit
habit
tracker?
yeah for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But I just do it on my phone because I can't do the sheets because I'm visually impaired.
Okay. What do you use? Like, what do you use on your phone? I'm just curious.
I just use notes. And
Okay,
then
you use the yeah.
I can
The
make the
notes.
text bigger then.
Gotcha. Love that. I love that you are making it work for you. And this is such a great example, Emily. Like, you may have started out with you've got a couple of weeks of data for May, right? Maybe you didn't finish the entire month, and that's okay. You kept some data that you can go back to and look at and get curious about. Do you know kind of what is in your data? What story does that data tell you that's on in your notes app? You know?
Like I did like I did pl planning, double hunger, water, sleep, and then walking.
Okay, gosh, you planned you tracked a lot of stuff. So what did you complete a lot of that? Did you mark off a bunch of those that you did of those?
I feel like I did good with the water, sleep, and walking, and I did okay with the double hunger,
Okay.
but the planning is where I need to work on it. And I liked what you said about just tracking like what you ate for the day
Yes.
first.
Okay. So you're going to start with that. Okay. So that is your plan for June, right? Is that you're going to keep going. This is the other thing, y'all. If you are doing really well, like for something like me with the water, you want to remind
That's like
yourself,
me too.
yeah, I'm going to keep going with my water, right? And we need to remind ourselves of that. Like, I'm doing great with my water. That's awesome. And I'm going to keep going with that. And then what I'm really going to focus in on starting or kind of practicing is writing down what I ate every day.
And well, like for the most part, though, I pretty much eat the same things, like at least for breakfast and lunch, and then sometimes dinner is different, depending if my mom makes dinner or not, or like we'll just have leftovers for the rest of the week.
Yeah. So you keep your food pretty simple, but still, do you want to still write down what you ate every day?
I would say yes, because then I can see like it's the week of my period, like if I snacked a lot that day or something.
Okay. So you're telling me you keep your meals pretty simple, but sometimes you snack, sometimes you grab ass, right? Sometimes
Yes.
you overeat. So that's why you want to still be tracking what you ate every day so that you can, yeah. So then you can start to look at, oh, what was going on that week? I had my period or something else happened, or that's an amazing level up, right? It's just this doable. Maybe sometime in the future, you might want to start doing some discovery worksheets and things like that to get more curious about your snacking and your overeating and stuff. But let's just meet ourselves where we are and start with really just getting some good data on what we are eating every day.
Okay.
Okay, so you got your plan for June.
Yep.
Awesome. And you've got your system that works for you, right? With your notes app, and you can make that big enough for you to be able to see it. And I love that. I love that you're just, using the tools that you've got and making it work for you. So that's such a win. Awesome.
And I actually have lost a little weight this month too, so
Okay.
that's another good win.
Yes. So let me ask you, why? Why do you think what's working for you that you want to keep doing that's resulting in weight loss for you?
I would say the walking more, and I've known at least in the last couple of weeks, I've been doing good at eating till enough. And for the most part, waiting until I'm hungry.
Okay. All right. So doable hunger, right? Which is the hunger and the enough side, right? That is the biggest, how do I say this? But that is what will result in weight loss the most, right? Is eating when you're hungry, stopping when you've had enough. And then you also mentioned that you're already good with your water, and that can really help you really hear your true hunger and enough signals. When you're good and hydrated, really know when you're hungry, and you know when you've had enough. Okay. So just keep doing that. All right. Keep listening to your body, and you'll keep losing more weight.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good to talk to you. All
All
right.
right.
See you later. Bye. All right. Sonia asked a great question. Is there a movement exercise discovery worksheet? I need to figure out why I'm always putting up obstacles. Okay, Sonia, you can do our discovery. We just have one discovery worksheet. You can do our discovery worksheet for whether or not you exercise. So I'm assuming you're not exercising, right? So I want you to do that. I love this question because you all can do discovery worksheets for things other than overeating or other than, not following your plan. You can do it for not exercising. You can do it for procrastinating at work. You can do it for anything that you want to get curious about why you're doing it or not doing it. And go along with, is it emotional? Or is it just a habit? Like for you, Sonia, maybe you're just not in the habit of exercising. And that's why you're so resistant to it and why you're not doing it. So that would go in the habit column. But maybe there's some sort of emotional thing going on. So y'all, you can absolutely do the discovery worksheet for things other than food related things. So I just encourage y'all to try it out and see what you can learn. Okay. All right, we got Miss Peggy on here. Let's see what she has to say. Yes, your weight is the culmination of about the last 2 weeks. So let's not just, immediately base our weight on what we've eaten in the past 24 hours, because that is not how it works, y'all. That's not how our bodies work. Our bodies are not that simple. They are complex things. Okay, I think maybe Peggy put her hand down. All right, does anybody else want to get coached? Does anybody else want to get coached? Raise your hand. I'm gonna look here in the chat and see what else we got going on. I'm assuming I know what princess bites are. If you kind of picture, I'm just going to assume I know, but oh, small tastes or bites. Okay, Gloria answered the question. It's like you think about a princess, sitting on her little tuft, have someone bringing her food, right? And she's like, no, mm-mm. And then the other, she's like, that was good, but still, it's this. I always kind of talk about how like the fanciest restaurants have the smallest servings. Not all the time, right? It's not 100%, but I think about that when I'm thinking about kind of the velvet rope of my stomach, where it's like, okay, there's a reason the fanciest restaurants have really small servings, because you're just supposed to taste and enjoy and get this amazing experience from the food. But it's not about the volume, right? It's not about the amount. It is about the taste and the texture and the smell and all the senses coming together. Now, you absolutely still eat to enough, right? We're not talking about just, like taking one bite of something for lunch, but it's really thinking about like what's the experience of eating that you want? And if we want to lose weight, the experience of eating that we want has got to be something other than volume, being something other than feeling full, some being something other than, the amount of food. It's gotta change. What experience do you want with food? That's a great little journal prompt. What experience do you want with food? If it's not to, eat a lot of it. Okay, Audrey raised her hand. Let's see what she has to say. Yes, Gloria is petite and she needs to remember she needs to eat like a petite. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have been with No BS for almost a year.
Okay, awesome.
And I think I've lost between 11 and 15 pounds.
Nice.
I lose the same, lose and gain the same 5 over and over again. But I'm happy that I'm maintaining because I
Yes.
had lost 40 before I joined No BS. But I've been doing so much mental work that I
Yes.
feel like, 1 hour of therapy is cost more than the membership. So,
Exactly. I love it. I love that. I love that. That's a great thing to remember.
when people say they're going to quit, I'm like, you pay that for therapy for 1 hour.
Absolutely.
But what happens to me is I get the habit tracker, I get behind. So
Perfect.
I have my data, but I've only, marked through the 16th or whatever.
Okay.
So in my mind, instead of going back to every page, I'm just like, well, crap, we only have another week. Just forget it. And so then I don't measure. And then I don't, because I've saved, I'm a paper person, I've saved every month. So I have like 11 folders of months. So the only thing that I can do is go back to when I first started a year ago and track my measurements that way. So I'm not seeing anything, therefore I'm just maintaining. And so I guess the motivation to keep the data rolling, I don't really have a problem with the data. Like the weekends, when the weekends, I'm a school teacher. So I try to do all my hard work and goal planning and everything like that in June and July. But so it's like it's my new year.
Okay, so here's the deal. You're just like, I mean, you said it yourself, right? You're like, you think about like, oh, well, I kind of stopped, using the habit tracker in the middle of the month. I could go back and look at my daily plans, but I mean, really kind of what you're saying is like, I don't want to see that data because there's only another week left in May. But I mean, like, I mean, it's not bad, right? It's just we got to get honest about like what we're saying. And the thing is, I mean, it sounds to me like I will tell you, like when I was kind of going back retroactively and doing my habit, I get into it. I like it. Like it's kind of fun, right? When you kind of go back, I was like going back through it. I was like, oh, I remember when I ate that. And I was like, oh, I remember when that happened. Like, I remember what happened that day, blah, blah. You get into it. So for you just got to call BS on that. Like, I don't want to, because you do. You
Yeah,
want
I
data
know.
because you're seeing how. When you don't do that data, then you're like, well, then I don't need to. I mean, it's that perfectionism comes in, that all or nothing comes in. And you're like, well, I'm not going to measure myself either now that, because I mean, I stopped that other stuff in the middle of the month anyway. I mean, I didn't do it all perfectly, so forget it.
Like if I measure next week and enter that at the top of my June month, I'm gonna have to go back to like November to compare.
Well, I mean, okay, but
Because
like,
I haven't measured since then.
okay, well, that's fine. But I mean, like, you got to start somewhere,
Okay.
right?
True.
So, because you're using that as an excuse for it. I mean, you don't have to go back to November and look at that data. You can have this as your baseline starting
Start
measurement.
over. Yeah, just start over.
Yes. And
Okay.
sorry, I'm getting I'm yelling a little bit, but it's like,
No, you're
I'm
fine.
passionate about that because I am someone that has, I hear a lot of perfectionist black and white thinking too. And it just doesn't help us, right? It just shuts us
So
down.
go forward.
Go forward.
Don't try to
Go
compare to the
forward.
back.
No.
I mean, it might be fun to see if I've lost
It
anything,
might
but
be interesting, but then again, if it's gonna, if you're gonna feel like crap, look, I mean, because it's, I mean, you're comparing now and like how many months ago, right? 8 months ago
yeah.
or 6 months ago. And it's like, it might be interesting to look at, but it's not anything to think too much about,
Right.
right? And so then just start. Now, start now with okay. I'm going to do my measurements now, and now I'll have that data moving forward, and I'm gonna Start practicing doing my measurements every month.
It's the new year. It's my goal planning time.
Okay. I love that. I love that thinking because, with school and everything, yeah, you can just think of it like, okay, yeah, it's the new year, so I'm gonna start doing my body measurements for the new year.
And will that probably give me more of an idea of why I'm maintaining instead of now when I look at my I have the Renpo
Yeah.
scale. When I look at that, it says I've gone down for the month or I've gone down for 3 months. But if I start just looking at the numbers, I'm like, you've fluctuated right here forever.
Okay. With
So
your
will
weight, you're talking about your weight.
right. So
Okay.
will this kind of data, like if I do the monthly assessment more frequently, will that give me an idea of which way I'm heading? I guess is my question. Because I'm just kind of maintaining for the last 4 months.
Okay, well, let me just ask you, right? Because we got all these fancy tools and stuff. But if I just were to ask you, why do you think you've been maintaining for the past 4 or 5 months? What's your
Because
answer?
I'm just now getting to where I know what enough is
Okay.
a year later.
Oh,
But
well, now come on. It takes that long sometimes.
yeah, because it's such a, if I leave any food, then there's children in Africa starving, So they're not going to get the last 3 bites, So.
But here's the thing, Audrey, is like, I mean, no BS is I just try to remember this. It's been so long now because I've been a member forever. But like, I try to have that beginner's mind. When y'all join, whether it was a year ago, 5 years ago, a week ago, we never in a million years thought that we'd be able to lose weight doing eating when we're hungry and stopping when we've had enough, right? And drinking some water and getting some sleep. And so we got to kind of have that perspective of like, okay, yeah, it's been a year, but before that, it was how old are you?
But just turned 58.
It was 57 years or, of doing something else and thinking that this would never work.
Right.
We got to remind ourselves of that perspective of like, okay,
Constantly regulating the brain.
it may take a little bit of time for me to figure out what my enough is and also just, consistently believe that this will work for weight loss. Because I mean, we've all had this, BS diet mentality for so long. I mean, we just maybe never in a million years thought it could be this simple and that it could work this way. So give yourself some time, give yourself some compassion
So
to
maybe I need
figure this
to
out.
add that goal that you had for my month is to give myself grace or compassion.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Because again, you had 57 years of something else, and you've been doing this for less than a year.
And for my whole adult life, I've been told your expectations are too high.
Okay.
So I just need to learn how to give myself some room.
Yes. Yes. So other people knew it, right? And now it's time for us to, believe it ourselves, right? That okay, we're putting too much on ourselves. We're being hard on ourselves, and let's just loosen it up a little bit. Let's just, soften it up a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, because even though I've lost 40 pounds, maybe 50, I'm like, I still have 60 more to go. Instead of, look how far you've come in 2 years, I'm like, well, it took 2 years. It's going to take another 2 years. I don't think on the half full side. I think
Yes,
on the
right. And that takes, I mean, and that is not what our brain is designed to do, right? Our brain is designed to think like you're thinking, right? Is that kind of just
Well, I'm used to
automatic?
grading papers looking for what's wrong.
Right.
So,
Good point, right? Good.
yes.
Yes. And so, but you're already aware, you're already hearing it. You're like, okay, that's me. That's my half empty thinking coming in, automatically and just, default. And it's like, where's some half full? What's some half full thinking that I can bring in right now?
Okay.
Okay. Because yeah, you're already aware of it, but yeah, where's some half full thinking?
Okay.
Love that. I love thinking it. Love it like that. All right.
Okay,
All
thank
right.
you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. I'll bring you back down. And then we've got one more. We got Sadie here to talk to, and then y'all, we will get out of here. Right. Half full thinking. I love that. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
So I joined today because I'm trying to figure out, I've been in OBS for a while and lost the weight that I had the goal to lose and have regained a good portion of it. And over the course of the last year, I would say probably within the last 6 months, a lot of the weight really came back on with not planning, stress eating, like overeating, and trying to figure out what is going to be the most doable place to start for me. I am really recognizing I am paying more attention to my thoughts specifically. So like yesterday, I did post in the group that I had a I work with older adults, and I had an older adult that I was really close with, had great rapport with, pass away. And my knee-jerk reaction was I should just go home and have a drink and like take the edge off the day. And it didn't go past that. I was like, well, I could also just sit in my yard and have my dinner and drink some water and like take some space for me. But I'm continuing to gain pretty consistently. And that's not where I want to be.
Okay. This is so good because, I loved how you kind of gave us an example of, I mean, you gave us an example of how you know how you kind of want your thinking to be that will kind of get you back to losing, right? Where it's like, okay, yeah, I could have a drink, but I could also do something else, right? That would, be more kind of what who I want to be and how I want to show up. And then you took an action, right? You took an action of instead of having a drink, you sat outside and had your dinner, right? And so it's always the thinking, but then also the actions that you want to take. And so I really want to talk about, since we're talking about assessments and habits trackers and all that kind of stuff, right? Like, and you just said at the beginning of your question, how to kind of get back to it in a doable, simple way. So let's talk about actions, right? What do you If we were just to take a guess and you were just, I just was to say, okay, what's the simplest things? You know what works for you with weight loss, which is amazing news, right? You know how to lose weight with no BS because you've done it already. What is the first thing that you want to get back to that feels pretty doable and probably doesn't feel like enough? We'll be honest, right? May not feel like enough. You may think you need to do more, but what is the one thing that you want to get back to first, right now?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I have the collection of things that
Yeah, maybe give me some ideas or give me some guesses or some possibilities. Maybe, and I'll just tell you which one if you want me to.
So of the things that I was doing, like when I was losing weight, I was trying, experimenting more with meals. So doing more like sneaking veggies into meals, doing more like creative meal planning than I am now. And I was doing kind of
Like,
weekly.
what about the basics that we talk about? Planning, eating when you're hungry, stopping at enough water, sleep, that kind of stuff.
I've been focusing on getting my water back up and getting my kind of my water protocols back in place. I had two times during the day where I really focused on water, and I've got that
Okay.
almost back together. I'm pretty much otherwise not, other than water and other than water and sleep, I'm kind of not really planning
Okay, so
at all. And
what else worked for you when you were losing weight What else were you doing that you're not doing now?
I'm not planning at all.
Okay.
And I was planning weekly
Okay.
before. I would do a whole week of plans.
When you were losing weight?
When I was losing weight, I was planning on a on like Sunday, Monday through the week, and then Friday I would plan for the weekend so I wouldn't
Okay.
have to plan at all.
Okay. So does and maybe it's something like I'm doing. I did this month where it's like I just wrote down what I ate. You know, I just did the assessment part of the plan. But you could do the whole thing. But does that feel doable for you to get back to making your weekly plans for the month of June?
Yeah, I think tracking what I'm eating is probably a good place to start. I have noticed a lot more of like grabbing candy here and there, where I'll grab a handful of something and put, you know, eat some of it and then put the rest of it back once I realize like I'm not really hungry for this right now, but it still adds up over time.
And we know that if we're tracking, you know, if we're going to write it down, then there may be a pause in there with the, you know, with that kind of example, right? Of like, okay, but I'm committed to writing my food down every day. Do I want to be writing down this candy? You know? And that could put in a pause and lead you to eat less or to not eat, you know, not grab ass at all sometimes. Because you're actually tracking what you're eating.
Yeah.
Okay. Another option is to focus on kind of one side of the, you know, the hunger or enough side. Because I mean, that's really what is, you know, gets the weight loss going, right? Is we're eating when we're hungry and we're stopping at enough. So,
Yeah, and I'm not, I'd say there's some wiggle room on stopping it enough, but I'm not really listening to am I hungry cues, and some of that is sometimes I'll wait until I have the time to eat, so you know you're waiting too long, and then sometimes it's just dinner time and it's time to eat, which to a
okay, so
certain
let's decide here because we just got a few minutes. So what is it going to be? Is it going to be listening more to when you're hungry? For June, right? Which you're going to still focus on your water, keep practicing your water and all of that. Do you want to start listening more for hunger and only eating when you're hungry? Or do you want to start writing your food down and assessing your food? One or the other.
I think listening to hunger is probably the more doable option for
Okay.
me right now.
Okay. All right. I think that's a, I mean, because that, you know, the other thing involves, you know, writing a bunch of stuff and kind of deciding on the format, you know, the tools you're going to use and things like that. Let's meet you where you are and that you're just going to start listening more for hunger and really like and asking yourself, am I hungry for the month of June? And again, along with, you know, getting your water in, sleep. You know, and you can still practice it on the enough side as well, but really your focus is going to be on that hunger side for this month.
Sounds good.
All right. As simple as that. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you later. All right. All right, y'all. Sometimes it's just making a decision. Making a decision and knowing that maybe your brain isn't going to, isn't going to think it's enough. But y'all, this is how this works. We slowly add on things as we go. Okay? That's the doability of no BS. All right, y'all. Well, I've got to move on to my private no BS clients here, but this has been so much fun. I loved sharing my journey with you all this month. I think I'm going to be back next month for this call, so I'll be able to kind of let y'all know how things are going and be assessing the month of June. And because I think we're going to be back just a month from today. I can't believe it. I'll be back from Greece. I'll be able to fill y'all in on all of that and how that went. I'm super excited about my little level ups for this month, and I hope y'all are too. Okay, y'all. And feel free to always come to Ask Coaches if you have any questions about any kind of planning or assessing or looking at your data. We love to help members on that kind of stuff. All right, y'all. All right, stay tuned tomorrow. MJ is going to be in the house for, I think, a couple of calls. She's going to be doing calls. And then, y'all, don't forget about the summer reset, which is going to be a week from tomorrow. On, let me just pull up the little information right here, real quick. June 2nd. So that's a week from tomorrow on Sunday. And June 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Y'all know you love the summer reset. It's all about Corinne's going to be there for 4 hours talking about how to plan for the summer. And so just definitely mark your calendars for that. All right, guys, take care. See ya. Bye-bye.